the number one thing I tell people, if you plan on going into avalanche terrain, you should take a course and learn how to recognize avalanche terrain and learn about the tools you should be carrying if you're going into avalanche terrain, with the basic ones just being a transceiver, a shovel, and a probe. And not just carry them, but you need to know how to use them and how to actually run a transceiver and how to affect a good digging, how to affect good probing. And the best way to learn that is through a course. I'll tell people, don't go into avalanche terrain on your own either. That's fairly important. If you go in on your own and something happens, there's going to be nobody there to dig you up or come looking for you, or it's really hard for you to call for help. Don't go into avalanche terrain on your own. Take a course. But the number one thing is learn to recognize if you're going to be in avalanche terrain. Look for the signs. As soon as it starts to, you know, get steeper and steeper, well, there's a potential. So we all can figure out if we're standing in the middle of a big flat field in the prairies, that's not avalanche terrain. But as soon as we start to move into the mountains and it starts to get steeper, obviously we're trending into a place where there's potential for avalanche terrain. So being able to recognize that and how steep is avalanche terrain, it's a fairly in-depth thing to learn, but you can start with one of these introductory avalanche skills training level 1 courses. It's a weekend course. It's going to start stacking the deck in your favor.